great future.
We're talking real money.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the radio edition of Talking Real Money, the Saturday show where we talk with you live at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. We invite you to call on Saturdays, every Saturday between noon and 2 Pacific or 3 to 5 Eastern. You can call us from anywhere in the country. You know, you can listen to us from anywhere in the country, really. There's all kinds of online ways to listen because every Saturday we're here on Northwest News Radio doing the show. And you are invited to join us with your questions and comments and answers even at 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald in the Florida studio. Tom Koch is in the Washington State studio, not the District of Columbia, but Washington State, way up there in the north. Where
the
is
other
that? Wait,
Washington.
Wait, excuse me.
That's what they used to call it. The
that
other
stuff out your
branding.
Window.
Yeah, it's supposed to go away soon. The
is that sun?
That's it till June. They said, "See you then."
All right, so, well, congratulations! I'm so
yeah, it was
so
fun
happy
while it lasted.
Yeah. So give us a call 855-935-TALK. We want to help you manage money better, and the biggest goal we have is to help you get to retirement better, because that is the number one thing you're supposed to be saving and investing for. Not that all of you do that, but you should be doing that. And here's the thing. You need to understand some basic facts about retirement. And so that's what led me to read this article from Money Magazine. The headline is, "Most Adults Fail This 5-Question Quiz on Retirement Basics." On average, people only got this right 40% of the time. This is from TIAA.
Yeah, I think that's only 2 questions right out of the 5.
That's really low.
Yeah, it is low.
Kind of sad. So we're going to give you the quiz. You take this at home. Go ahead and take this at home. And
or
then
on
we'll,
the car.
We'll
in
tell
the
you.
Car.
Or in the car. And just kind of keep track. Just remember A, B, C, D.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. It's 4 letters. So it'd be like number 1, whatever the letter is. Number 2, and then I'll tell you the correct answers.
Wait, we got to tell them the answer after each one, though, right? You can't remember all the way through.
Oh, all right. We'll
thing.
Tell you the correct answer hard. After each one.
Way
then you don't have to remember the whole thing.
Yeah.
Good
That's
point, Tom.
Much easier. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So glad you thought of that. Yeah. You must have got a little sun on your brain. It's growing again.
Exactly. Yeah. The cells
is
are moving.
Is that what that green
yeah.
stuff is? Mm. All right. So let's get started. So we have plenty of time to get this quiz done. All right. Question number 1. Which statement about Social Security is false, Tom?
A. The amount someone receives in benefits depends upon his or her earnings during the last 2 years of full-time employment. That's A.
Okay, A. So remember, this is which one is false. So the amount that you receive from Social Security depends on your earnings during the last 2 years of retirement.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
B.
A worker receives Social Security benefits if she becomes disabled before retiring.
Okay.
C. Social Security benefit payments will continue as long as an individual is alive, no matter how long he or she lives. In other words, you get the money the rest of your life. Or D. Which
this
seems
is a terrible
silly.
Answer.
It,
I mean, if you don't know, don't answer the quiz.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's A through C. Because
I was going to do that, but I hadn't asked you prior, so I didn't want to get
fine.
In trouble.
Yeah, we can skip D. It's a dumb answer. So A, B, or C, which is your
which
answer?
Which one is wrong? Wrong. Incorrect.
Which one is incorrect?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Think about this. Social Security benefits continue as long as you live?
Yep.
That's true. You
it
receive
is.
Social Security benefits if you become disabled before retiring.
That's true. As well.
This is how I took tests in school.
That's
B and
the right
C
way
are
to take them.
Are
eliminate
correct.
The ones. Yep.
That means that the amount you receive depends on your last 2 years of earnings, which does seem like kind of a dumb idea, doesn't it? You made a
but
lot of money during
that,
the first 38 years.
I know. But people believe that because of pensions that have a similar sort of thing, how much you're making at the end.
Okay.
It actually looks at 35 one, years of earnings. So it's
that one is probably the one that most people got right. Now the next one doesn't have a correct answer, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
No, I agree. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, I hear music.
Susan.
You have to wait. Goodbye, Susan. Sorry, you got to wait. We'll ask this question after the break, okay? Don't go away. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're trying to help you manage your money better and understand how it works and get to retirement comfortably and survive the earning years and thrive in those and later years. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. I'm Don, that's Tom, and we're doing a quiz. This is a quiz that was created by TIA, T-I-A-A, the annuity people, they're financial people.
Yeah, mutual funds. They help a lot of educators.
Yeah. Used to just sell annuities, but then they were annuities and funds too. So we were asking some questions. The second question is, Tom,
Susan worries about living a long life and running out of money. What is the best way for her to address that possibility? Is it A, buy an annuity? B, buy life insurance? See, there's nothing she can do about this.
What a terrible question and what
annuity,
terrible
life
answers.
Insurance or nothing she can do about
it. Oh, wait. I just realized this quiz was made by a company that sells annuities.
I was waiting for you to pop up on that one.
So for them.
Yes.
Because life insurance doesn't do a darn thing for retirement. Forget it. There is not nothing you can do about this.
No, that's
you can
inaccurate.
Buy an annuity, but would it be our first choice? No, because you can still worry about running out of money and properly invest your portfolio for that worry. You see, that's the thing, is that if you have the right plan, then you can actually own your own money for the rest of your life instead of giving it up to an insurance company to get a guaranteed payment. You can own your money and then take a payment from your own money and still own your money. It's a much better option that isn't offered.
Yeah, they don't mention it. But in their case, they went with A, buy an annuity.
Terrible answer.
Okay. So,
terrible answer. I hate that.
Number three. Yeah. This one's kind of tricky. Last one was kind of weird. Medicare and other government programs cover how much of an individual's health care expenses in retirement?
On average.
This is on average.
So it's higher for some, lower for others.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. On average. A is over 90%. B is about two-thirds. Mm-hmm. C is about one-half. 90, well, two-thirds, or one-half?
I wish
I got this one right.
I didn't know it was 90.
Yeah.
But you got to know that it's not 90, given the fact that Part A is an 80-20 split right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't pay 90. It just couldn't do it. Not with an 80-20 split on hospitalizations. So it's got to be B.
Got to be B. When I looked at it, I didn't know the correct answer. But
well, when you know it's 80% for A, then you figure that B and C and D or whatever combos you have are not going to be as low as half. And even if they were 90 or 100, they're still not going to get you back.
Exactly.
So, it had to be B. Had to be
B. All right.
This is a long one, so you need to pay very close attention to this question.
And this is about saving. Letitia plans to start saving for retirement by setting aside $2,000 this year. Okay. Her employer offers a 401k plan. That's great. Fully matches a worker's contributions up to $5,000 a year. Under which scenario does Letitia have the largest amount in retirement savings at year end?
Okay, we have to read the question very carefully. So
$2,000, she's putting aside.
The employer is saying, I will give you a dollar for every dollar you put in, right?
Up to $5,000.
Okay.
That's right.
So
in this case,
put,
how much would that be, Don?
If you put $2,000 in an IRA, you will have $2,000. Even after five.
Yep. Look at you. Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
It only matters in the 401k.
Right. The 401k has to be the correct answer. Has to be.
Well, I haven't given the options.
Well,
yet.
But we could just figure that one out.
Skipping ahead.
All right, go ahead.
A is she contributes $2,000 to the 401k plan, invests the money in a mutual fund that earns 5% a year during the year.
Irrelevant.
Okay, that's
okay.
One. Mm-hmm. B, she contributes $2,000 to an IRA, individual retirement account, and invests monies in a mutual fund that earns 5% a year.
Mm-hmm. Irrelevant.
See, the old, it doesn't matter. She'll have the same amount of year-end savings either way. No, that's not right.
Yeah.
This is pretty obvious, but people overlook it. But they overlook it. They forget the match part.
How can you forget a free dollar for every dollar?
I don't know.
It's
we're
like,
going to do it all the time.
Here's $2,000, and you're going to give me $2,000 right off the bat?
I run into people all the time that don't even save up to the match, even though they have the money available. They think, oh, I'm doing a couple thousand. That's fine. I mean, in this case, you'd want to do the $5,000.
Exactly. And they don't have D, which says, well, really, if she was smart, she'd figure out a way to put $5,000 in to get the other $3,000.
I know. Yeah.
Because, Letitia, just doing two means you've left $3,000 laying on the pavement.
And this would be a way for, if the case holds, for somebody to, in your life, maybe if one of my kids, grown kids, came and said, look, I don't have the five, I would give them the three so they could make up the entire five. That'd be my take.
If I could say, hey, kids, it's your Christmas birthday.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Everything gift all rolled into a free $3,000. Free.
Because it's such a big deal. All right, you ready? This one was kind of tricky, too, I think. Number
really?
Five.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It was for me because I don't really pay it. This goes up and down. It changes. On average in the United States, on average, how long will a 65-year-old man, woman live? A, man 79, woman 82.
Yeah, that'll be my case.
B, man age 84, woman age 87. C, man age 89, woman 92.
Yeah. C, I wish.
I thought it was one. I thought it was A, actually.
I read that it was all 80s for if you reach 65 that you're going to get into you're likely to get into your 80s. But what is the bigger question here? What is the bigger issue?
Oh, I know where you're headed with
what
this one.
What is the bigger issue here? Why do women get an extra 3 years?
Yeah. Every time.
I have a theory.
Doesn't matter. By the way,
we had a theory.
Give the correct answer, men 84, women 87.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Correct answer.
B is the correct answer, 84, 87. But I still want to know why women have stolen 3 years from us.
I really have no comment on the matter in light of the fact that I'm going to get in trouble no matter what I say.
I do because I know my wife is not listening right now.
Oh, so mine either. Mine's working right now.
I blame her. Mine's sitting on the porch talking to a friend.
Yeah.
That's her work.
Yes, it is.
That's what she does.
So you blame her? What do you mean you blame for living 3 years longer? How can she get blamed for that?
Because she makes me work hard for her.
Ah, I see. Okay, we're back to this.
Yeah, she does.
The slaving over a hot microphone, Don McDonald.
I'm slaving.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
In fact, good. Every time it's like, can you take this for me? Can you carry that over there? I know I'm your servant.
Actually, that would be different. My wife probably could carry the stuff where I couldn't, as you well know. So I don't face that.
No, you don't. You don't. No. You have other stressors.
I face getting up at 4 a.m. going to work. That one I face. So.
All right. Well,
anyway, there's your quiz.
That
How'd
was
you
a
do?
Fun quiz. How did I do? I got them all
right. Yeah, how did you
right.
do? Did you? I only got 4 out of 5.
I did. I actually got them all right. Again, because of the whole, it's on those you don't know. taking a quiz. This is a lesson for all students out there. It's not always about knowing the right answer. It's about being able to suss out the wrong answers.
Eliminating the ones that are not correct.
Pretty obvious on every one of these, even the Medicare one. If you know anything about Medicare, you could not have said the 90, and about half just doesn't make sense. So you could throw those out and go, I don't know the answer, but it's probably B. And most of the time, you're going to be right. That's a wonderful thing about multiple choice tests, particularly when there are only three choices. 855-935-TALK. Call us now.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we want to talk about real money with you. We really do prefer talking with you rather than with each other. I mean, we've been talking to each other for way too long. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. And Frank, it's your turn. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Good afternoon, fellas. I have a question about how long my mother's money will last. Unfortunately, I don't have as much information as I'm sure you'd like to have. She is 92, widowed. A doctor recently described her as a spry 92 and said she could go another 10 years. She is the beneficiary of three defined benefit pensions, two from my dad and one of hers. She is in independent living in a senior apartment yet, so she's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
She has about $440,000 in IRAs and whatnot. And recently, which I take to be in the last year, she's been drawing down on that money to the tune of $1,500 a quarter.
Okay.
What can you tell me about how long that money would last? I know it's much higher than the...
Well, where's the money? Where is it invested?
I'm the youngest, and when you're the baby of the family, you're always the baby, so I'm not really privy to all the information we'd like to have. My sister has an advisor, obviously likely not a fiduciary advisor.
Chances are good.
But has an advisor of her own, and that advisor is handling my mother's money. So I know it is in stocks, maybe all 50-50. I'm not sure of the rate.
All right, Frank, but I just want to make sure that we get the numbers right, because you said she's taking out $6,000 a year out of a portfolio that's $440,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's what he said.
Correct.
Okay. So that money should last a very, very long time, because if you took out
73 years
of that a year.
73 years if it made not a penny.
Right. If you took out 4% a year, that's $17,000 a year.
Yeah, it'll last her 73 years if it was sitting in a Bank of America savings account at 0.01%.
Yeah.
She would last forever. Literally.
Okay.
It's a very low withdrawal rate.
Given that thumbnail sketch, how do you think that money should be invested as far as stocks versus bonds and large cap, small cap?
At this point, given the fact that it's going to last her for the rest of her life, the only time it would be used would be in case of emergency, in case she had to go into some higher cost care. I would keep it relatively liquid and absolutely safe.
Yeah, I mean, I like a 50-50 approach. I mean, even that's probably more risk than she needs to take.
50-50?
Okay, 40-60.
You want any stocks in this portfolio?
I do, because this is going to be left to others.
I don't care. I don't care, because what if she has to go? What if she has to go into $100,000 a year nursing home?
Then you take that 100, take that 200, and set it aside, and then invest the rest of it. You could do it that way.
What if she's in a nursing home for 4 or 5 years?
At 100? I mean, we don't know the entire, as he said, we don't know the whole story, because we don't know the other
sources. We're going to disagree on this one.
Yeah. So you could, I would do it with whatever she's comfortable with, too, because that plays into it. My mom, at the end of her life, was only 20% in stocks, 80% in bonds, because she didn't like the volatility.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Maybe yours doesn't as well. So that's a reasonable thing to consider as well. So.
We talk a lot, though, about risk profile as opposed to risk tolerance. And the fact of the matter is, she has no need to take any risk whatsoever.
Well, that's true.
To rebuild this
I was
portfolio.
Thinking about the people that are going to
I'm
be
not
for
see
the
I do not think about the heirs because they shouldn't be part of the equation until the person is gone.
Till they're the heirs.
This belongs to
your mother. No doubt.
And therefore, here's my opinion is if I was going to have any stocks, it wouldn't even be any more than 10% because that it's volatile. But because of the fact that she's 92 years old, and when you're 92, the odds of a stay in a nursing home get a lot higher. I would have CDs. I would have
right,
probably
so we're
a bunch
going
in the money market.
10% stocks, which you say, and 50 that I say. Somewhere in between them.
Way between them. Hopefully way up at
on the
other
lower end.
Conservative end. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi there. Welcome back to the show. I'm Don McDonald. Give us a call at 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255 to discuss all kinds of money stuff. Anything oriented toward financial topics. We'd love to talk with you. 855-935-TALK. And Stephen, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, good afternoon. Okay, my wife and I'm 75, my wife's 73. We have no bills. We have military retirement and Social Security. But when I permanently retired in 2012, we started federal long-term health care program. And we paid the maximum, the best we could. In other words, we've got the inflation coverage and everything else. And we pay a little over $500 a month total. And when we started this, there was not a way to recoup cash because there's programs now that do that. Do you have any ideas on how we can recover value of the money we've paid in? Or recoup the cash would be great.
Wait, you still have
this
the insurance.
This isn't TRICARE, right?
Right? This is long-term care.
Right.
Oh, long-term
this
care.
Is a federal long-term care program.
Ah, okay, misunderstood. Sure.
That you can no longer get into. I think they stopped applications a couple of years ago. But there are still a ton of people in the program, and the program is still operational. And as a matter of fact, Stephen, you shouldn't want anything back from this. You should be grateful you have this. Because this will provide very good care coverage should either of you have to go into a nursing home. And these kinds of policies...
Or we can get coverage at home.
Or you can get coverage at home. But what I'm saying is these kind of policies, because the payouts have been so much bigger than the insurance industry expected, they've either gone away completely or been changed to such an extent that they cover almost nothing. You have one of those old policies that covers almost everything.
Yeah, and they've raised the premiums on the private one. So what is your motivation for getting out of the program and getting your money back?
Well, I'm not so sure I want to get out of the program. But it would be nice to have the option of recouping value.
This is true insurance, Stephen.
And having to hire somebody.
Yes, this is true insurance. And if you got a term life insurance policy and you didn't die, you wouldn't want the insurance company to pay you premiums or give you some way to get some of that. Well, I mean, you probably would want them to give you some of that money back, but you couldn't expect that because they're taking on the risk of...
You're renting.
Yeah, you're renting insurance, and that's what you're doing here. But, oh my gosh, you have such a good policy. I would trade you. I would buy your policy from you if I could.
I forgot all your years in the military you spent there, Mr. McDonald.
No, I'm just saying if I could, I would buy that policy so that I could have that kind of long-term coverage for only $500 a month. It's cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
I would count my lucky stars, sir.
Well, okay, but being a federal employee, you don't get the salary that you might get. There's all kinds of reasons.
And this program's not around any. I mean, they're not letting people in because it's such a good program, and they're paying out a lot more than they're bringing in. So
okay,
I would be thrilled to have it.
Sit back and be happy.
You should.
There you go. Yeah.
Don't worry. Be happy. Thank you so much.
I've literally never heard of that program previously.
I had heard of it, but I did not know it had been suspended. I just looked it up. They stopped applications for coverage December 19th, 2022. But think about it. This is like GE with their long-term care. They totally stopped writing new policies.
Because, that was 10 years ago.
And that was 10 years ago because what has happened is the cost of long-term care has risen and our life expectancies have risen. And so more of us ended up needing care than the actuarial tables led the insurance industry to believe. And they're on the hook for that, or they're raising those policies that still exist and are able to are raising premiums through the roof.
You've seen them, seen big increases there. So yeah, that's great. And I'm glad it all worked out then. So hang on to that policy.
I would be thrilled to have that. Absolutely thrilled. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. I'm just looking to see what else it covers. Boy, look at that. It even covers some...
This is for federal employees.
Federal employees over. It has some dental and vision coverage in there. Gee, it looks really great. I mean, it really does. It looks great. Give us a call. Let's talk about your financial issues and your retirement and your long-term care and all of that other stuff. It's free. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we want to help you deal with money better. And you know, a little earlier, we talked about a bank, a very famous, big, gigantic bank, one with which Tom and I both still foolishly bank. It's...
I'd like not to.
I know, but it's too hard to change.
It is.
I just can't even imagine going through and changing all my bill pay stuff from Bank of America.
Maybe when I just quit working and I got fewer of them, maybe then.
Yeah, maybe.
If I have three things I'm paying or something.
So right now, if I have money that I want to keep in short-term savings, I don't keep it at Bank of America because they pay.
Call it that?
0.0122. 0.04% as high as 0.04%.
Yeah, how about Chase, JP Morgan Chase?
Where are they? They're probably about the same.
Chase Sapphire, Chase Premier Plus, Chase Private Client checking accounts. Doesn't matter, the deposit is $5 or $500,000.
Yeah.
0.01. But I tell you, if you have a relationship, if you have a relationship rate with them, if you're like tight.
I should be tight with them. I have a lot of credit cards. Yeah,
0.02. So you get a double there.
That's with Bank of America. If you have some special deals, you could get as high as 0.04.
Wow.
But you better have a balance over $10,000 on average, or they'll charge you a $25 a year, $75. They charge a huge fee. I can't remember what it was, but I went, you guys have been charging me a fee?
Didn't even know it. But here's the good news about all of this, because this is something we've been harping on for a long time. Your inefficiency with money, because there's like $18 trillion that are
sitting
not
in
properly.
0.01.
Yeah, whatever it is, however we want to put it. Just learned that J.P. Morgan reported its net interest income, which is something you're probably familiar with. Net interest income.
That's their.
Isn't that the difference between what you lend it at and what you
collected?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's way down. First 3 months, fell in the first quarter from the first 3 months, and stock got beat up. Wells Fargo reported that its NII missed analyst estimates. Both banks cited increased pressure to pay out more for deposit, which offset the benefit of higher interest rates earned on loans. But here's the bottom line. You all are getting wiser with your cash. Yay.
Well,
because there's all kinds of ways to just be more efficient that are in today's world really take no time.
Let me tell you, I went in to I'm a president of a homeowners association, went into our new bank, which is Regions Bank. It's a regional bank in this part of the country.
Yep.
We have a money market account with $100,000+ in it for, you know, payroll and the like. We asked how much it was paying, and they said, 0.01%.
Ooh.
So I said, wow, you know, it'd probably be smart for us to move that to something higher yielding. She goes, well, since you asked, we do have a money market account paying 3.44. I said, why aren't we in that? She goes, you have to ask.
Nicely.
We're not going to put you in that unless you ask. What?
Wait, so if let's give an analogy in another business like that.
Well, where you go into a store and you have a television on the wall and the television is $500. Now, another guy comes in and buys the same TV for $200. And you go
and they said, oh, well, why?
He asked for the $200 price.
God, that's something. Here's another number. We're saying all this so that you pay attention to it, but we're also giving you kudos here. U.S. commercial banks held $2.26 trillion of large CDs. That's up from $615 billion a year before. That's the sharpest annual increase on record. So the banks know this. They're saying, yeah, people are getting smarter. They're not just letting all that cash sit around in 0.01. They're moving it up. And I think a one-year CD, you could still get 5%
five
on,
plus
probably.
Five plus. Yeah. If you go to the secondary market, you can do 5+.
And you could get a money market for over 5.
Right. I have high yield savings for most of my savings at over 5% at two different banks. Over five.
And I love the fact that J.P. Morgan CFO says the migration of deposits from checking and savings to CDs is a dominant trend. That's good.
It's good. It worries
me
a
little. You're right. It's wrong that the bank is going to make you say,
plus,
hey,
it worries me a little that people are putting what may be emergency money and that they'll need it and they'll have to pay a penalty to get that money back out.
That's why I like the money market.
And I really, truly hate this, you get a better price if you ask. Do we have to negotiate everything?
I know, that is ridiculous. But here's another thing to consider, by the way, along this line. Because we have run into people that have had a lot in cash. They do have it in banks. They're getting interest. They feel great about it. But they forget about that partner they have with all that interest. It's called the federal government, right? So if you're getting
4%, bank interest is taxable at your income bracket.
Yeah, so if you're in a high income bracket and you are creating a lot of interest, maybe it's time to consider, for example, a municipal bond fund where that interest comes tax-free.
Yeah, but you've got to be
careful. That's for people with a lot of cash.
Two things. You got to be careful, though, about the kind. You can't just say go out and get a tax-free mutual fund because the devil's in the details with those.
Yeah, you got, well, okay, but
you want
short-term. Short-term,
and I
want a lot of securities, and I'd probably go to Vanguard. I think they're the best at this business.
They're probably the best at it, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably have the biggest muni bond desk
they do.
In the country.
Well, They did at one time. I don't know if they still do, but probably.
Can't imagine it would be bigger.
But, I mean, so something like that would be an alternative. But at any rate, just pay attention. Be more cognizant. Because, again, I see this every day. People walk in, oh, I got that 100,000 sitting there. What's the purpose of it? You know, I don't really know. I just got 100,000 sitting there. That's bad for your overall financial health and great for Jamie Dimon, for example.
Or runs Bank of America's.
J.P. Morgan. Yeah.
Don. Tom. Don.
You know, if you looked at my Bank of America holdings, though, you'd say, these people are broke because I don't keep – I mean, the money goes in, money comes out. That does not stay there.
But there's still money, though, that you know, there's a few thousand bucks.
That's right.
That's in the account that just hangs out on a regular basis because you don't want to drop too low.
No, you don't want to go down too far.
And you know, possibly not be able to transfer. That's the other issue is that's why I'm looking at banks that do, you know, an automatic sweep from a high yield money market.
Love that.
So that I because right now to get money from my Bread or my Marcus or whatever the heck it is I have, I have to wire it over. I have to do a transfer and that can take a couple of days. And if an emergency arises
lately, it's been faster than that. Really fast. You sell the ETF, money gets, I think the next day is available and it goes right there. So it's like a 1.5 days. It's fast. So.
Well, that's good. But
better than it's ever been.
In most cases, it's still a little while. And if you have a big bill, you know, like you have a big medical bill and you got to pay it right now.
Yeah.
And the money, some of it's in savings. This is why I wish the banks made this a little bit easier. And didn't require that you jump through all these hoops. And I'm as bad as anybody. I'm still at Bank of America because I'm lazy, because I don't want to do the work necessary to set up bill pay somewhere else.
But you don't keep much there.
No, but it still bothers me that I'm making nothing on the $5,000 or $10,000 that I keep in the checking account so that I have enough when my daughter needs a big fat chunk of money for something.
Good thing she doesn't listen either, I guess, huh?
She doesn't listen.
No.
She doesn't believe in podcasts like this. We're not hip enough. We're way too old.
If we were breaking up the Taylor Swift lyrics trying to understand all that, then maybe.
And how it relates to investing.
Ooh, there's the next podcast.
There you go. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. We'd love to talk with you.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And you can send us questions, too. If you don't want to call, you just send them in at talkingrealmoney.com. You can either speak them, they get answered on the Friday show, or you can type them, and they get answered on this show or on podcasts like the one Tom has right there.
This from Alex in Westminster, Colorado. I have substantial savings in my retirement account. I've heard that it is possible to access these funds without penalty if I fill out the correct paperwork and let the IRS know I've retired. Is that true? And if so, what forms are they?
Yes, that is true. You have to take the money out in what they call substantially equal distributions over your life expectancy.
So if you're doing it at 55, for example, you might have to do, 25 years or something?
You have to do whatever the schedule says. I don't know what the schedule is. I don't know. Is there a form?
I don't think there is.
I don't think there is. I think it's one of those things where you just...
You do it.
You do it, and if they see you're not doing it, then they might come back and slap you.
Yeah.
But
they're not slapping anymore, they said, so they might write
you a letter. They stopped the slapping?
The slapping has come to an end.
It's like the Spanish Inquisition. They're bringing out the comfy pillows now.
Exactly. Everybody gets a medal. It's okay. Sorry. You can definitely do that prior to 59 and a half, where you normally could take the money out and not pay a penalty.
But basically what you've done is you've turned on the RMD.
That's right.
For all intents and purposes, that's what it means.
Yep.
It means now every month you're taking out the equivalent of a required minimum distribution that you would take at 73. And the reason we discourage that, except in cases of absolute emergency, is because with an IRA, even if it's not a Roth, you still got from your 50s to your 70s pretty much a couple of decades of tax-deferred earning power that can cause that account to balloon in value. So we'd rather see you take that money from somewhere else and leave it alone.
That would be among the last places. The Roth would be the last. But yes, this would be among those final. You want to take it from a taxable account if you could.
And I think a lot of people look at it as just a way to retire early. And I think that's that's a mistake. If you don't have enough money elsewhere outside of your IRA or your 401 to retire early, then it's too early to be retiring.
I thought you were just saying it's wrong to retire early. I mean, after this week, I was thinking this wouldn't be early for me anyway.
It wouldn't be early for either of us.
Okay. Then it's okay. I'm raising my hand.
But you can stay if you want.
Okay.
That's the thing. You can stay in the system if you want. And
I see.
And I personally, from a personal standpoint, would hate to retire. I would. Despite the occasional frustrations and bothers and bewilderment of corporate America, it's still like, what would I do? I don't know. We're going to test it this summer in the Airstream for a little bit.
30.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to your trip. Yeah. Have you put that? When are you putting that up online?
The plan is this coming week.
This
coming week.
This is major.
I'm already working on it.
Okay. Get the pins out.
The as Tom calls it, Silver Bullet is on its way to its parking spot. And if you want more, just go to talkingrealmoney.com. You can look up the trip. You can get help from an advisor. Just click on the Meet an Advisor button, and you can find a lot of stuff. Talkingrealmoney.com.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone. This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services. Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. And the lawyers get richer.